I am not allowed to lend you a bushel of apples. I'm not to give you back a bushel of apples later. That's an issa ribbis, so besor. Because they have to be afraid later, the prices will go up. And when you give me back a bushel of apples later, it's worth more than the bushel that I gave you now. So we say, why are you giving me back more later? Because the ribbis. And since I let you keep it in between, that you want to pay me for it. So the Rabbanan, there's an issa of so besor. So the Mishnah is saying, though, but if you lend your own oris, the one that's working for you, and he's using it to put into the field, it's not called like ribbis. Because since he puts these seeds into the field, the pshat is, it's like the field is worth more. So when he gives you back the bushel of seeds later, it's not the pshat he's paying it back to you. But the field is worth more now, so from the field itself, you have a right to get more. Therefore, it's not called sorbisor. Avolei lechol, if the orist has only taken this bushel to eat it, that's a regular loan. He wants to borrow a bushel of apples now, and you're going to pay him back later a bushel of apples. That's also. That's an issa sorbisor. Let's see. Shoyer of Gamliel, Marves Arisov, Chitim Chitim Azera. He used to borrow, lend to his own oris, wheat, Amanasta Psidit, to use it for seeds. And Biyoyke Behuzlu, by the Zurb Hukru, let's say later the prices went up, or let's say later the prices went down, not to Miyam Kishawazu. He was machmer upon himself that later when he gave back the same bushel of wheat, he took it according to the cheaper price. Whether the prices later went up, or whether the prices later went down, when he took it back from him, he was like machmir only to take the smaller amount. And the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the loin of Nei Shalokha came, not because that's Shalokha, the Shalokha is not that way. Like we just said, if you lent it to your Oris, the Pshat is like it's going into the field. And when he gives you back more later, it's like coming out of your field more. So really it's Mutter. Ela, she wants Lachmer Latzmei. Stami wanted to be machmir upon himself. So good, he could be machmir. Tanam Rabban read like this. Malva Adam es arisav chitim bechitim lezera. You're allowed to lend to your workman a bushel of wheat if he's going to use it to plant. The nether of Amur Ramos, he said, Shiloyorad, when he didn't go down yet to the field. Avoyorad, but if he went down to the field already, then also, then you can't make this deal, you can't lend it to him. Because if he went down already, it's like it's his field. So now you stop lending him a bushel, and he has to give it back to you a bushel, that looks like ribis. So the Gemara, my Shinoh Tana Didan, what does our Tana say? The Loiko Maflik Ben Yorad or Ben Lo Yorad, he doesn't make a difference whether the Yoris went down to the field yet or not. Or my Shinoh Tana Bro, how come this price here, the Ko Maflik, it makes a difference, Ben Yorad or Ben Lo Yorad, whether he went down or not? So my Rabbi says, I'll tell you that Ravidi Asarvan Alei, Ravidi explained it to me. And the Pshat is like this. The Asra, the Tana Didan, in the place of the Tana Baal Mishnah, Arisa Yoya Vizra. Really, who has to seed? Who has to bring the seeds to work with? The Oris. The workman, he's supposed to bring the seeds himself. So therefore, Dein Yorad, Dein La Yorad. It doesn't make a difference if the Oris went down to the field yet or not. Because Kamad La Yoya Vizra, as long as he didn't come down with seeds, like he's supposed to bring the seeds. So as long as he doesn't have the seeds yet, the owner could throw him off the field. The owner could send him away. Therefore, when you're giving him the seeds now, he's not there yet. So therefore, when you give him the seeds now, the pshat is, it's considered like he's first going down now to work, I'm not like to take less of a share of the crops. A norris is, let's say it takes one third of the crops goes himself, and the rest go to the owner. That's the way you make up. So even though you're lending him a bushel of seeds. Now he's going to put that seeds into the field. So when he gives you back later another bushel, even though it's worth more, it looks like the pshat is he's just giving you a better proportion of the field. Since you made the field better, it just looks like giving you back more of the field, more of the produce of the field. But the Asra, the Tana Brua, in the place of the Tana the Brisa, Mori Arya Yoya Vizra. Who anyway is supposed to give the seeds? It's not up to the owners. He doesn't have to do it. It's the owner has to supply the seeds. Therefore, Ilo Yorid, if the worker didn't go down yet, the Motsi Masalik lay that the owner could throw him away, could send him away, then Kiko Nokas, when he goes down now, Lebotsi Miyoki Kanokas. It's feeling like he's going now to take less of a portion from the field. Therefore, it does not look like a loan. It doesn't look like so. But the Yorad, if the Oris went down to the field already, Now the Leimotzim Salagulay, the Yonah cannot send them away anymore. Even though he doesn't have seeds yet, but it's not his achrayus to bring seeds. The owner has to bring the seeds. So the owner has to bring it. But once the worker goes down, he has a right to stay there. It's so awesome. Now you can't lend him these seeds anymore. Because if you lend it to him, it's a regular halvor. The price was made up already. So it's tam kud, you're lending him a bushel of seeds, and he's going to pay you back a bushel of seeds. That's awesome, the Rabbanim. We'll soon see. Tell the Rabbanim. I know all the Mechavir, a person who's got to say to his friend, Halveni kurchitim. I want you to lend me a bushel of wheat for Kurtis Leidamim. And we make up the exact price. How much this bushel is worth? In other words, later, if you want to pay me the value, I'm giving you now $10 worth of wheat. Later, give me back $10, or else give me back $10 worth of wheat later. That's what we made up. We made a case how much it's worth now, so you have to pay me back later $10 worth of wheat. So now, who's new? Let's say later the wheat went down. He has a right to pay back the bushel of wheat. Who could, let's say the wheat goes up, then he has to pay him back the money. So the Gemara, why? They made up the case, they made the exact amount. So what's the difference? The price goes up or not? We made up that I'm lending you now $10 worth of wheat. So you have to pay me back later $10 worth of wheat. Whether the price goes up or goes down shouldn't make a difference. You have to pay me $10 worth. On the Rav Sheshes, this is what the price means. Imlay cakes, kotsas, is they did not make up how much the wheat is worth. I stam lend you now a bushel of wheat. So then, if you pay me back the bushel of wheat later, it can look like ribbis. Therefore, huzlu, if the price went down, no tachitov. You have to give me the bushel that I lent you. Hukru, let's say it went up, so I give you back a bushel, I'm giving you back what much more. That would be an issa ribbis. I lent you a bushel of wheat. At this time, it's only worth $10. Later, the price goes up, it's worth $20. So if you're going to give me back a bushel of wheat, it looks like ribbis. Looks like you give me back more because I let you hold on to it in between. So therefore, less than the million. In such a case, you only have a right to pay back the money, $10, and not the bushel of wheat. Now the Mishnah says, Lo yoymar odom l'chaveru, a person should not say to his friend, Halveni kurchitim, lend me now a bushel of wheat, v'anietim l'chol l'gorin, and I'll give it back to you later when the season, when I cut down the wheat from my fields. That's an issa midrabbanon of saw b'saw. I can't lend you something, I'm going to actually give me back the same thing later. Because maybe later it's going to be worth more, that's an issa ribbis. So we'll soon talk about how you're allowed to borrow anything from your neighbor. According to this, if you want to borrow a bottle of milk from your friend, and then you pay him back, it should be also. Because you have to be afraid, when you lend, borrow the bottle of milk now or some sugar. Anything you lend, it should be also to borrow it, lend it, because when you pay it back, maybe it's going to be worth more. And that'll be an issa sub the soul. The terrorist says that small things that people are not makbid upon the sphere of mechila. Like small things that neighbors borrow from or lend one to another. Give me eggs, give me some sugar, give me some milk. And small things like this is a sphere of mechila. That you're sure not makbid upon it, even though it gives you back a little bit more, a little bit less. It's not the child that you're giving you the terrorist ribbis, but it's a mechila. Only something worth a lot, real, looks like ribbis. Right, Avalei Maloy, a person's allowed to say, Halveni, lend me a bushel of wheat. Ad sheyeva b'ni. The pshat is really I have wheat. There is so the soul. If you have the stuff, just you can't get to it right now, then there's no issa. Like I say, give me a bushel of wheat now. And really I have it. Just my son is bringing it. Wait until my son comes. That's muta. Or yad shem samafeich. Or else I have wheat locked up in my cellar. I just lost the key. I can't get to it now. So you lend me some wheat now until I get my wheat. That's muta. Because if you have it now, it doesn't look like a loan. It's called like there's an exchange right now. So if it goes up in price, it's called like yours went up. Now, for Hillel Leiser, Hillel says to us also, for Chen HaYil Aym, this is what Hillel used to say, Leitil Ve'isha Kikal Chaberta, a lady is not allowed to lend to a neighbor a loaf of bread, Ashatasa Domin, until you have to make up clearly how much it's worth. In other words, I'm lending you now $2 worth of bread. And therefore later you pay me back not stam a loaf, but you have to pay me back $2 worth of bread. Why? Because if you don't do this, Shema Yukruchitim, maybe later the wheat will go up, and if you start giving back the loaf of bread, Finim Suboys, the day ribbis, it looks like you give me back more than I gave you. So it looks like ribbis. So the Rabbanu, that's also. The Hillel says, even though you have it, still it's also. We don't fast like you know. So the source mutum. If you have wheat by you, just right now you can't get to it. You'll have to go borrow from somebody else wheat, I'm going to have to pay back a bushel of wheat. Because if you don't have it at all, if you have no wheat at all, you're not going to borrow wheat. I'm going to have to give back wheat. That will be an issa straw b'saw. Amar Rav Huna, yesh lo saw, if a person has a saw of wheat, just it's locked up, or someone's going to bring it to him, then love a saw, you're out of borrow a saw of wheat. So sayim, let's say you have two saws of wheat locked up, then love a sayim. You're allowed to borrow right now two saws, because since you really have it, it's sort of like you give it over to him, and it's called like it got worth more in his reshus. Even if you only have one saw of wheat by you, love or leh kamakurin, you're allowed to borrow as much wheat as you want. Because we looked at each, you borrowed kamakurin, but divide them up into small amounts, and get down to a saw. Let's say you borrow 20 saws. For every saw you bought, since you have a saw at home, we take like each saw by itself. Each saw you're borrowing, you have a saw at home. So for each one, we look as if you give it over already. That's a kula. And Tana Reb Chiya, Lisiyah Reb Yitzchak, he brought a proof to Reb Yitzchak, that tipas yayin ain loy, tipas shemen ain loy, you can't borrow wine or oil if you don't have anything, not even drops. Mashmo ho yesh loy, if the one that's borrowing now does have some place, just drops of wine or drops of oil, lo voleh kamatipim, then you're allowed to borrow right now, even a whole barrel full. Because you could look at the barrel as 1,000 drops. See, each drop by itself is called like saw kineged saw. Since you have it by you, we looked as if you gave it over already, and therefore it's mutter. So Hillel also, Hillel said this also, Omer Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, halacha kedivrei Hillel. That's what Rav Nachman says. But the real pshat is, for less hilchos hakavosei. Even though Rav Nachman says that way, but the Gemara says no, we do not paskin like Hillel. We pass, like we said, as long as you have the merchandise by you, then you're allowed to borrow as much as you want. So if you want to borrow merchandise, I'm enough to pay it back, you have to make sure you have some. And if you don't have some, one answer is, first the moich or the nice thing should give it to you b'tor as a present. One answer is, let's say you want to borrow now 100 bushels of apples, or 100 bushels of wool. You don't have anything now. So the answer is, he should give you a little bit of wool for a present. So then you have something. Now, whatever you borrow, it's mutter, because since you have a little bit, you got to give it back to him later. Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Zu Divrei Hillel, this is what Hillel holds. Avro Chacham Maimrim, Lovin Stam, Operin Stam. Person to borrow Stam and pay back Stam. As long as you have some, you do not have to make a ketitza. Do not say, I'm borrowing $10 worth, and I'll give you back later $10 worth. The Omer Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Bnei Chabura, means people eating together. You have 10 people traveling together, and each guy has his own lunch. Each one has his own food. But they're all makpid to eat their own and not to give so easily one to another. So then, if they do give, they're makpid. I'll give you a slice of bread, only to give me back a slice of bread. I'll give you salt, if you give me back a drop of salt. I'll give you a tablespoon of sugar. If you give it back to me, if they're makpid zel zel, then look like this. Over mishramidim. If they do this on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, they're over nis of measuring. You're not allowed to measure on Shabbos. Tava davar mitzvah here. Or mishramishka, if they weigh you out, they're over nis of weighing on Shabbos. Or mishramini, if they count it out, also you're not allowed to count it out on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And also mishram lovin uparim b'Yom Tov. It's called what? Like you're bowing and paying back on Yom Tov. That's also. You're not allowed to lend something on Yom Tov. The Rashi says mishram lovin uparim. That not nesech the Shabbos, levad shelo yom eloy halveni, then now let us say lend it to me. But like this, that you're makpid, that I'm giving you an ounce of sugar, I'm not giving you back an ounce of sugar, that's called a loan. That's also to do on Shabbos. Now, kadimur hillel, according to Hillel, af mishum ribis, the loss of the oven is a ribis. Like since I'm lending you now sugar, and you're going to give me back sugar later, that will be a nisar ribis. The yom rab yudah mashmur, chidish, talmide chachom. If you have two Talmidei Chachamim, Mutorim Lilvoi Ze Mizeb Ribis, they're allowed to borrow money, Almanas to pay back interest. One, a Reuven, a Talmid Chacham, could lend $100 to another Talmid Chacham, Almanas to pay back $120.
Why?
So this is the Raisa. How could you lend on Ribis? My time, what's the reason? That's like this. Made by Yediyah, they both, the Malv and the Leib, they both Talmidei Chacham, they both know the Ribis Asura. That's also the Raisa to take Ribis. Therefore, what are you doing now, a Rosh Shiva, paying back interest? What is he paying back interest for? The pshat is, O Maton Udi Yoivu Adodi. for sure the pshat sometimes giving you a present. A present equal than I can give you. So Tam Nechachim is allowed to do this. Lamaitza, we don't feel like this. Svarot and even Tam Nechachim shouldn't do like this, because other people get used to doing it. But there's such a svarot though, that if I give you interest, for Davka the Feirish, not l'shem interest, but Tam, I want to give you a present, that's mutter. But it's very hard to have that kavana, because usually it's called interest. Interest of the pshat is, like, you let me use your money, I want to pay you back because you lent me your money. Since you let me use your money, I want to pay you for that. That's interest. A matana means no. I know the fact you lend me your money, I can't charge you. I can't pay you for that. I'm not paying for the fact you let me use your money. Stam and devotum, I want to give you a present. So only a Tam HaChachim can think like that, payim it's mutam. By a normal person, you know, when you give the guy a present, you know what you mean. You mean to say, since you let me use your money, I'm paying you back for using your money. Therefore, Sonya Tam HaChachim it's mutam. And even then, they shouldn't be wrong in doing this. Omalei Shmuel Yahuwah Bariyah, Halaveini Meir Popolim, lend me 100 pepes, per Meir V'yesrin, I'll pay you back 120 popolim, for Yoryuch. And he said, Shapadarmi did it good. You know why? Because Matana B'Yalma, and it wasn't Mataras Ribis. But there was somebody Chachamim. Omer Yudam Arav, Mutoloi Liyodim L'Halvo Izbonav U'Bnei Beisai. A father is allowed to lend money to his own son, or to his daughter, or to his wife, per Ribis, with Ribis. What's the Pshat? Why? Like a derech chinuch to teach them what it means to take ribbis. Like give them a taste of what ribbis means, they should never do it the rest of their life. So in other words, here the father also is not doing it to take ribbis. The father could lend his son $10 and tell him, listen, I want you to pay it back $12. And that's mutter. So the pshat is the father is not taking the $2 because he let him use the money. It's only the pshat is by to teach him what it means. But still the Gemara says, it's not right to do, you shouldn't do this. Because once the son gets used to doing this, maybe you learn the opposite. He'll learn to keep on doing it. For the kid, you shouldn't do this. You're better off not doing it. They'll just learn it's worth it. Because the Meister Ribbis, the whole world does it. It's worth it for you. It's worth it for you to pay the extra interest to get the money. So they're not going to learn how big it is. They'll learn it's good. So you shouldn't teach your kid this. Now the Mishnah says, a person's going to say to his friend, Nachashimi. Today you work with me. Nachash means like prune the field. Help me prune my field today. If you're Nachash Yimach, and tomorrow I'll help you prune your field. And that's not like ribbis. Because the thought that says ribbis is, since you're working for me today, I really should have to pay you for today's work. That's worth $10. Now, when I work for you tomorrow, maybe the work I do for you will be harder work. I'll be working $11 back to you. So maybe it looks like ribbis. Kamashma, no. You could tell me you work for me today, and I'll work for you tomorrow, if it's the same type of a work. Alright, turn over. And therefore the same thing applies. Eider imi v'eider imach. You plow with me today and I'll help you plow tomorrow. But v'loyomlo, you can't tell your friend, nachish imi, today you help me prune my field, take out the roots. V'eider imach, and tomorrow I'll help you plow your field. Because since it's two different works, we have to be afraid. The work you did today is only worth $10. And what you do for him tomorrow is worth $12. You're doing more to him because of him.